This is Jack Bauer, and you're listening to the Who's Your Daddy podcast.
Questions. You have them. Let's open up the mailbag in today's Godcast Q&A.
Hello, podcast here. Frank and Christina Sasso here with you on the monthly Who's Your Daddy Godcast Q&A for November 2017. Yeah, we're getting right to it because we got a lot to talk about.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, just so you know, at the end of the show, we have a Christmas challenge for you guys, so stay tuned for that. So let's jump right into the questionies. Number one from Two Can Do It. I love Brother Man.
Yeah.
Who is he? Why did Frank mention that they were waiting years to have him on? How do they know him? He should do his own podcast.
Ah.
Well, that would be great. That would be awesome.
Yes, it would.
I would listen to that show. Mm-hmm. Should tell Richard that. Uh-huh. Okay, who is he? He is a man that we...
No, kidding.
He is a man.
Yes.
That we went to church with.
Yes.
The church we got kicked out of.
Yes.
That's how we met Richard. That's how we met Keith.
Yes.
And Teresa and Richard's wife, Audrey.
Yes.
But anyway, so that's how we know him. Why did Frank mention that they were waiting years to have him on? Because we were waiting years to have him on. That's why I said that.
No, why were you waiting years?
Because he was never available.
Ah, gotcha.
Glad you like Brother Man. Toucan do it. Sultan Slope.
Mm-hmm.
Please have Richard on more. I love him.
Yeah.
12 exclamation points.
He's got fans, right?
He does have fans.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Sultan Slope. Well, we'll see. You know, he's a hard man to get a hold of.
He's a busy man.
Wiki Longbottom, 22.
Wow.
Does Brother Man believe in the power of words then or not? It sounds like he does. I believe he believes in the power of words.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Hmm. Well, you can ask him.
Yeah.
Definitively.
Well, I'll ask him for you, Wiki Longbottom.
Okay.
And I love the name. I will see for sure. JJ Doused. Oh, God. Is this a Jamaican superhero now, Brother Man? Isn't that a bit racist? Come on.
No, it's not racist.
Oh,
because you call
man.
Him brother, because he's a brother in the Lord.
Right.
And he always says, he says Brother Man.
He says Brother Man.
He's from Jamaica. I don't think that's racist, right?
Not everything is racist.
No.
Okay. And yes, the way he talks, we make fun of him, because he's a friend of ours. Okay, next one is from Wine Doesn't Go Bad, It Is Bad. Ooh. That's the username.
Wow, okay.
When does Butterfly Hero come out? I don't know. We're working on it.
It works, right?
Yeah, we're just working on it. I do not have a date. As soon as I know something, believe me, you guys will know.
You guys will know, yes.
Promise. J. Prince Forever. Does this ministry know of Joseph Prince the preacher?
Oh my God, that is so funny!
Do they agree with his teachings?
Is that so funny?
You sounded like sarcastic there.
No! It is so funny because I have been listening to Joseph Prince. I know of Joseph Prince for a very long time.
Yes. You know of him for a very long time.
Right. I don't know him personally.
Right.
But just as, I guess, the past 2 weeks, I just started listening to him going, oh my God, this is so awesome. I haven't listened to him in a really long time. And everything he's saying is totally exactly what I feel, how I think, like looking up the words and where the words come from. Like he's very copacetic with how I read the Bible and so on.
Right.
And so I've been listening to his sermons at Lakewood Church. I think it was in April of 2000, maybe it was October.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I think it was October of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It was after Hurricane Harvey, and he was there
at
Joel Osteen's church.
In Texas,
and
okay.
It was a series of, I think, 3 sermons, and they were fantastic. And I just kept listening to them over and over again. And I just recently heard a sermon about Job, which was spot on. But we've been saying about Job, this, you know, for years when, you know...
Oh, Christ- same thing?
Yeah, well, okay. You know, and also he elaborated a little bit more.
I have to listen to that teaching.
It's so good. He's got it right, and it's exactly how we feel about Job.
So the answer is yes, we do agree with
yes,
the teachings.
That's your answer. But yes, if anybody
cool.
out there has not checked out Joseph Prince, you know, you can go on YouTube, and there's tons of sermons out there, all of them wonderful.
Okay, Ferdinand Mellenbacher says, Christina said that in the Damascus anointing episode that the number 3 is significant. Can she elaborate on that? Calling you out on the Damascus anointing. The number 3 is significant, you said, allegedly. Can you elaborate on that?
I need my notebook.
No, the one that was one unlocked?
Yes, oh. The one I left out in the rain. But it can still, you can still kind of read it, but the page is a see-through now.
So, well, Fernhand, we will get back to you on that.
Yes,
how's that?
I will. I don't hold everything in my mind all the time, and sometimes I get a revelation. That's why I write it down, because sometimes I won't remember it right off the top of my head. So
email you back personally, mm-hmm. but then also on a future show, we'll answer it verbally.
Yes.
Okay, next entry is from Please Stop.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I can already tell. I understand that Frank likes to laugh and have a good time. But why does he have to laugh on every single episode? I listened to the most recent episode with his friend Richard, and honestly, do not find anything Richard's saying to be so hilarious as to reason why Frank is laughing so hard. I find that it somehow ruins it. Are things that funny to him? Is there maybe something wrong with him a little? Oh, that's nice. Is there something maybe wrong with me?
A little.
A little bit. Maybe there is. I don't know.
What's your answer?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question. The question is, I tell you what. Are things that funny to him? Yeah. I find things very funny. Things that most people wouldn't find funny, I find hilarious.
I don't laugh as much as Frank laughs about certain things. I'm like, I don't find that funny at all. Like, he'll say, you gotta watch this, it's hilarious. And I'm just sitting there with a straight face. Like,
is there something maybe wrong with him a little bit? I don't know, maybe there is.
You're a simple guy.
I'm a simple guy.
You're easily amused.
Yeah, what's your problem? Please stop. Maybe you need to loosen up a little bit.
I did not laugh through Richard's podcast at all.
Yes, you did.
What did I laugh?
I don't remember exactly, but you did. Because you were painting the kitchen at the time. We were listening to it.
Yeah.
And there were two spots where you laughed. You laughed out loud.
Did I go like, ah, or did I go,
what was that? That was a laugh?
No, you know, like this, like...
Cool.
What did I just go, like, oh.
No, you went, like that.
Okay, but I wasn't, nice like, hysterical, hole. Like, gripping my stomach and doubled over.
Listen, I don't grip my stomach and double over 24 hours a
when
day.
When I find something funny, I laugh and it hurts and it's so much fun. And, you know, when I find something amusing, I'll just give a little chuckle, like,
why do I think this is a woman?
You always do, and
I know.
Think it's a man.
Oh, sorry, I'm laughing. Sorry. Kenny Rules, 07, and a bunch of numbers. Hi, I'm Kenny. I'm 12 years old.
Oh, hi.
I live in Dublin. I knew that would excite you.
I love that. I love when people tell me where they're from.
My question is, if I'm a
believer... Dublin!
My question is, if I'm a believer, what happens if I curse right before I die? That's a good question,
Kenny.
If you
like, say a curse word?
I guess if he curses before he dies.
Well,
that means it'll be the last thing he says.
I got great news for you, Kenny. You can relax.
Yeah.
Because all, capital A, capital L, capital L, all your sins have been forgiven.
Right.
So that means all your past sins, all the sins that you might be committing right this moment, and every sin that you will ever commit... for your very, very long, satisfied life.
Mm.
So, if you curse right before you die, oops, it's covered.
Yeah, God doesn't even see it.
Right, he sees you through Jesus. He sees Jesus through you. It's that good.
You're still right as rain, going to heaven, express, no problem.
Yes.
Boom.
Now, because you love Jesus and what he's done for you, you don't want to sin because you just love him. But we make mistakes, and God knew we were going to make mistakes, and he covered it.
Let me tell you why I'm laughing.
Why are you laughing
because
now?
I'm trying to picture what could be happening that he curses and then dies.
Well,
he falling off a cliff. Oh, man!
Oh, bleep!
What's happening?
Yeah.
Like, that's what he's concerned about.
Well, rest assured, you're going to heaven.
You're a good man, Kenny. Don't worry about it, buddy. Next one is from Dandelions Roar 2. No other Christian podcast has Jack Bauer doing the intro. This podcast is the best. Well, thank you, Dandelions Roar 2.
Jack Bauer.
Love Jack Bauer. Deadly Mankey. Don't mean to sound like a total gimp, but I love Idris Elba 2.
Yes.
OMG, I thought I was the only one. Is he saved? We don't know if he's saved.
I don't know.
Do you know if he's saved?
I don't know.
I saw him on the show Bramwell back in the late 90s.
You know that show? That sounds familiar.
Bramwell?
Yeah, it does, but I don't know. I've never seen it, no.
Anyway, I bought that book, Wild at Heart, for my boyfriend, and while he was reading it, I peeked into the living area of our flat and caught him crying while I was making stew. I asked him why he was so upset, and he said, I never realized that I had dreams of being the hero, of beating up the bad guys, of doing daring feats and rescuing the damsel in distress, and as a result, helping you realize of being rescued by a prince and swept up into a great adventure, knowing that you're the beauty.
Aww.
I melted.
Aww.
Thank you, Christina, for recommending this book.
Oh, you are so welcome. Very
you're my
welcome.
Beauty.
Aww.
And you're my damsel.
Thank you.
Well, you're not in distress.
No.
Well, not anymore, because you have your prince.
Mm-hmm. I have the prince.
Well, yeah. Well, no, you have the king.
Well, he's also the prince
of peace. He's the prince of peace.
Yes, right. Thank you. Yes.
Sorry. I'm all with it, too.
Okay. Yeah, we all are. Thank you.
Okay, next one. Cougar Moves 11. Ooh. More Richard now.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Three words.
I'm so happy that people really connected with him.
I would have got a big head now.
Don't worry. He's a humble guy.
It's nothing worse than a proud Richard.
He is a humble guy. You really, don't have to worry about that.
He's as humble as they come.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to love this person's username.
Mm-hmm.
This next entry is from Thor from Ragnarok. This podcast did it again. I have a new favorite. It's Richard Brotherman.
Oh, they I love it.
They love Richard Brotherman.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm really happy about that.
The next one is from Model Who's Your Daddy listener. Oh, this is the Model Who's Your Daddy listener.
Okay.
Okay, you know what they want to know?
What?
When is Christina on again solo?
Well, I've been listening, as I said before, to Joseph Prince, and my mind's been just racing because I'm like, oh, yes, 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 yes. So I think I'm percolating with some podcast.
Okay.
So.
Okay, podcast, yeah, buckle up, because this is a big one, and it comes with a picture that we're going to put on our website.
All right.
This is from Kia Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
Kia Dreamer. I listened to the story about Richard placing his hands on a BMW. I've been believing for a new car for 15 years now, and ashamed to say, I have never put any action behind it at all. I just kept believing that somehow God would just make it happen. This latest episode convicted me so much that I went out the next day to my local dealership in Dothan, Alabama. I've been wanting a Kia Sorento for the longest time. So, I played the podcast episode as I drove to the Kia dealer. I arrive at the dealership. I walk in, look for a Sorento on the floor, find one, and laid hands on it, and repeated what Richard said. I claim this car in the name of Jesus, I said. A salesman walked up to me and started asking me all kinds of questions. For some reason, I got very nervous and just walked out without saying a word.
Okay.
Okay. The next day, I was outside on my porch, and a man was slowly driving up and down my street looking very lost. I wound up stopping him and asked him if he needed directions to someplace. He thanked me and asked me for an address that was nowhere near where he was driving. I told him how to get to where he needed to go. I must tell you at this point that the man was driving a beautiful brand new blue Kia Sorento. I commented on what an awesome car it was, and to my surprise, he said, "Would you like to buy it?" I asked him why he would sell it, and he told me that his wife hates it. I just want to get rid of it. I'll just buy something else. I'm willing to take a loss. I don't care. Jokingly, I said, how about $300? Honestly, I don't even know why I said that. He said, deal. He happened to have the title with him and said I could have the car today if I just drop him off to where he needed to go. Long story short, I've attached a picture of my kids and our new Kia Sorento to this message. Thank you, Richard, and most of all, thank you, Lord Jesus, for always amazing me and making me see how stupid I can be when it comes to your power.
Oh,
and there's a picture of a blue Sorento, I guess, Kia Sorento with three kids.
How great is that? It's like brand new,
it's
beautiful.
That's what they said. It's a brand new Kia Sorento, yeah.
Wow.
In Alabama.
Oh, my goodness. That's it. That's the key.
Look at that.
See, we can wait around waiting for God to do something. Wow. Oh, someday God will bless me. No, God is pouring out blessings. He's pouring them out. You just have to take them. You have to That is the epitome of gratitude and mm-hmm. humility, to just take what he's pouring out to you rather than, you know, sitting there like a beggar.
That is awesome.
When you're a king and a queen. Oh, they're beautiful.
Mm.
And the car is wonderful.
That's awesome.
Look, oh, they
that.
Must be so excited.
Wow. $300. And I see you already got stuff in the car already.
And you know the Holy Spirit led him on this little side trip to your neighborhood. It's amazing. It is amazing.
Wow.
You marvel at it.
Oh, my goodness.
People marveled at Jesus when he walked the earth.
That's outrageously cool.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And
we are going to put this on our website.
You didn't tell Richard about this yet, right? Because I just heard about it just
now. No, I just read this today.
Oh, wow. He's going to be so excited.
He's going to flip out.
That is great.
So, Richard, don't look at this while you're driving. Pull over, will you please? No, he does not. If you heard the episode, not you, but you podcast here, you'll know that Richard does not text or do anything while he's driving.
Yes.
He actually tried to rebuke Keith a little bit. Mm. Not that Keith does that, but it was just, you know. Anyway, but that was cool, Kia Dreamer.
Oh,
that,
thank you so much.
Now you got to dream about something else, because now the dream's true, so now
and
what?
And that's another thing that I say, and this I also just heard on the Joseph Prince sermon. The purpose of the testimony is to glorify God and to also to share with others so that they can say, hey, if God blessed this person like that, he blesses me like that too.
Right.
Because he's no respecter of person.
Right.
And that word testimony, I remember from a Bill Johnson sermon years ago, means do it again.
I just told somebody this yesterday. That
do it again.
About testimony.
And this is like the second testimony that has had a repercussion of another testimony from it. So this testimony of yours actually going to spawn more testimonies.
Love it.
That's part of what we have to say at the end of the podcast. So I just want to wish everyone a happy Christmas, that all your dreams come true.
Amen.
Through Jesus, he just wants to bless you. God just loves you. He's pouring blessings out. Just grab onto them, receive them, believe for them, have faith in them, and never, ever, ever give up. Never quit. Looking forward to a bright and beautiful Christmas and a bright and beautiful New Year. Enjoy that Christmas spirit, because that is the Holy Spirit who is super present at this time.
Mm-hmm.
People are happy. People want to give. Why is that? Why do we feel that? Because we are living in expectancy.
Amen.
Even the world is doing it, and they don't even understand why.
They don't get it.
But enjoy it.
Amen.
Right? Enjoy.
Yes. Well, this is the perfect thing to go into our Christmas challenge with.
Okay.
So I'm going to hand it off to you to let a rip about what we at a History with God Ministries and the Who's Your Daddy Podcast Network are challenging you to do right now.
We like to say in the days leading up to Christmas that you profess and believe and stand in faith that this is the best Christmas you ever had. And I'm not saying that means you get a million presents and it's about tangible material things and what you can get, but it's whatever it is, whether it's a reconciliation in a relationship, whether it's finances, whether it's health, whether it's your kids, whether it's anything that you've been waiting on or believing for, that this Christmas is the best Christmas you've ever had, as if it's already happened. Visualize it, see it in your mind's eye with the eyes of your heart. Just see it as being done. And then jumping off of that, you and Keith do your, you know,
year in review,
and we continue that for then the coming year. Anything can happen within seconds. Anything can happen in a split second.
Mm-hmm.
So that you got to get out of your head right away. From this moment on, you're just speaking, this is the best Christmas I ever had. This is the best Christmas I ever had. This is the best Christmas. And we want to hear about it. We want the testimonies, because the testimonies are for other people and also to give God all the glory, because without him, we would have none of it.
So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
Going into this Christmas season right now.
Right.
The challenge is to say this was the best Christmas I ever had.
Right.
Okay. This already was.
Right.
Because it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
But we're saying this was the best Christmas I ever had. Mm-hmm. And then when Podcastia sees the manifestation of that, they're right in and let us know about it.
Right.
Okay.
And we've done this before.
We have. With amazing results.
With amazing results. Check it out if you want to go back into past
Go back into the vault.
Years. Go back into the vault and check it out. Use those testimonies to feed your faith for your testimony.
Amen. HistoryWithGod.org. Click on the Godcast Network on the Who's Your Daddy Godcast tab. Check the archives and you can see what we're talking about with past challenges. Until then, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.